You're listening to KHOL. I'm Kyle Mackey with the local newscast. A 22-year-old student participating in a National Outdoor Leadership School, or NOLS, educator course died Tuesday evening after getting struck by lightning in the Absaroka Mountains in the Teton Wilderness. The NOLS group of 14 people was camping at Enos Lake, a 12-mile hike out from the Pacific Creek trailhead. A second adult student was also injured by the lightning strike while in camp and remains hospitalized but in stable condition, according to a NOLS press release.
It is rare for this to happen, even though we are surrounded by thunderstorms every summer here in Teton County. There have been incidents in the past. The one that comes to immediately to mind is the incident in 2010 when more than a dozen climbers were hit by a lightning storm climbing the Grand Teton. And there was a fatality on that incident as well.
Matt Hansen is communications director for the Teton County Search and Rescue Foundation. Teton County SAR team members responded to Tuesday's lightning strike by helicopter. Two volunteers also spent the night out in the field to support the NOLS group. And a second helicopter response around midday Wednesday flew out two more backpackers who were not able to hike out on their own.
At least the search and rescue knows that they were able to help provide closure to this incident, which, is something that is good for the team and the community and the families.
This is Wyoming's first lightning fatality this year, according to the National Lightning Safety Council, and the ninth in the U.S. The National Weather Service recommends avoiding open areas and isolated tall objects like trees or towers if caught outside in a thunderstorm. Groups should also spread out in order to reduce the risk of multiple casualties. The U.S. House of Representatives approved a massive wildfire and drought response package last week. The final bill is a combination of more than 40 previously introduced proposals on topics including federal firefighter pay, forest management, and tribal water access. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse of Colorado is a chief sponsor of the bill. He said during floor debate that more money needs to be spent to meet the modern demands of climate change.
Countless constituents come to us grieving the loss of their homes, but also seeking the resources that they deserve from the federal government. We have a duty to provide our constituents with the support that they need to rebuild and to recover.
Republicans, meanwhile, said the package won't deliver what it promises. The bill passed largely on party lines and now moves on to an uncertain future in the Senate. Finally, the Jackson Hole News and Guide reported Wednesday that Snow King closed its new zip line for a week in July following an accident that resulted in a woman getting stitches after her arm was cut open by a metal plate. The woman failed to engage the brake on her trolley, according to Snow King general manager Ryan Stanley. Other customers have also gotten stuck on the 2,820-foot zip line since it opened in May. Stanley told the News and Guide the resort has switched back to grippier brake pads after consulting with the zipline manufacturer Terra Nova. That means customers will travel a little more slowly down the steep attraction, but may get stuck more frequently. The News and Guide also reported that another customer recently fell out of the resort's cowboy coaster. That person had to be taken to the hospital in an ambulance, and Stanley declined to comment further. Will Walkie of Wyoming Public Radio contributed to today's newscast. Kyle Mackey, KHOL News.